Thunder Bay. Police continue to seek information from the public in a homicide investigation from late last month in the intercity area, and while few details are available at this time, investigators have confirmed a firearm was involved. The post-mortem examination has been completed and we have released the scene of the incident, said Det. Inspe. Jeremy Pearson with the Thunder Bay Police Service after confirming the use of a firearm. Officers with the primary response unit of the Thunder Bay Police Service were first called to a residence on the 800 block of McMillan Street the afternoon of Friday, July 29 for a weapons call. A 37-year-old Thunder Bay man located deceased at the residence and it was determined his death was the result of a homicide. Police are still consulting with family of the man and his identity is not being released at this time. According to Pearson, investigators have identified persons of interest and further witnesses they wish to speak with and he is appealing to members of the public who may have information that could assist in the investigation to come forward. It is our firm belief that there are individuals in this community with knowledge related to this incident and we ask that they speak to our investigators, he said. In addition, there may be individuals in the area who have witnessed something that may not seem significant or important and we ask anyone who has seen anything that seems out of place, regardless of how small, it may be important to our investigation. Residents in the area who may have video footage of the morning or early afternoon hours of July 29 are also encouraged to reach out to police if they have not yet been contacted. Pearson also addressed rumors and speculation relating to the incident that have been circulating online, calling them problematic to the investigation. My plea to the public, to all people, is if you are in possession of information that you believe to be true and related to this incident, regardless of how small or insignificant it may seem, please contact the investigators or the police, he said. Please allow us to explore the validity of the information. Rumors can become quite complex for an investigation, Pearson added, and can take on a life of their own. There is a tremendous amount of work that goes into exploring that narrative and ensuring it is valid or invalid, he said. Online speculation, because of the audience it reaches and the impact it generates, is not helpful. It does become problematic when it turns to the element of rumor that is not brought to us as information and merely becomes speculation and takes on a life of its own. The homicide on McMillan Street is also another violent incident involving a firearm, which Pearson said is becoming more common in the city. And while there have not been any firearms-related incidents in crowded or public areas of the city, Pearson said all violent crimes involving firearms bring tragedy and danger. Anytime a firearm is deployed, there is an increased risk to the public and it is more brazen because of the fatal range of that weapon, he said. We have been, dare I say, fortunate that we have not had that crowd setting at this time, but we have had some very concerning and very frightening incidents. Anyone with information that could assist in the McMillan Street investigation is urged to call police at 807-684-1200 or submit tips anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 and online at www.p3tips.com.